My name's Michael Brown. I'm the father of Claire Wood, who was murdered in Salford on the 6th of February 2009 by her ex-partner, who had, unknown to my daughter or myself, had a string of convictions for domestic violence before he met my daughter. If she'd known about the string of convictions he had when she first met him, I could swear that my daughter would have had nothing to do with him at all. The police phoned me as I was leaving my place of work and said they'd just found my daughter's body. My world collapsed. You just don't comprehend. As a parent, it's your job to protect your kids. I don't care how old they are. And I felt as though I'd let her down. I asked a simple question at the coroner's inquest. Why couldn't my daughter have been told about his past? I thought after the inquest we'd had our last hurrah for Claire, until a young lady called Michelle Livesey got in touch and said, would you mind if we run a campaign? Claire's law.
I was at the inquest. Coroner Jennifer Leaming summed it up in a nutshell. She said, you know, why do people not have the right to find out if their partner has a violent past? I decided to look into what was the actual situation out there, what could agencies pass on to victims, so to speak, of domestic abuse. Dawn Redshaw from the Women's Refuge in Salford said it was a constant battle for them.
It's frustrating that you're privy to that information, but you can't pass that on to the victim.
The lead on domestic violence for MACPO at the time, Brian Moore, had actually tried to get this passed himself, but failed 2 years ago.
There are over 25,000 people who we know who've assaulted two or more partners in a period of 3 years.
I set up a petition. There were hundreds of names on it within the first week. Many women, like Claire, in the same situation.
His ex-wife told me of an incident where he quite often smashed bottles around her head and things like that, and basically I felt like it might have been sour grapes that she was saying it.
But hearing that now and then hearing on the radio about our Claire's Law campaign, what was going through your mind then?
Wow, I wish it was something like this when I first met my ex-husband.
I knew we couldn't do this without political support, so that's when I contacted Salford MP Hazel Blaze.
I was absolutely delighted to be able to pursue it and take on a role of supporting the campaign to see what practical things can we do to try and make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen to other women.
Michael Brown, the man from nowhere, trotting through at the Palace of Westminster. I never thought I'd get anywhere like that. As I say, most of it comes back to Key 103 Radio. Without their assistance, I would have never been at the door at 10 Downing Street. It was somewhat surreal. Security everywhere and the party of us marching up to number 10 and knocking on the door. It was a moment in the campaign not to be forgotten. I was doing it for the ladies that were to come after Claire. There was no hope for Claire, but I really couldn't go through the rest of my life turning my back and saying, I'm doing nothing about this. I was being marched into the Home Office to see the Home Secretary. I was pleasantly surprised by her reaction to what I had to say. We left there on the Thursday, and on the Tuesday, they rolled out the pilot scheme. That was happening, even if it was tinged with a bit of sorrow. I do feel somewhat sorry for the police. They are not going to know who they've saved, but they are going to know almost immediately who they've failed. They made a roaring success of the pilot, and I can only thank the four police forces concerned for their work, for their diligence, and for taking it up the way they have. They gave it a year's up, and here we are rolling it out nationally. And I can't but thank Theresa May for the chance that she's given the women of this country to seek either education, knowledge, or safety. I can remember standing outside the coroner's office, feeling lost. I'd lost a daughter, and I thought I'd lost the battle. I wish I'd known what I know now, because I felt desolate, absolutely desolate. And for things to swing, the pendulum to swing so far round, that has put a smile back on my face, it's hardly worth believing.